include anything special, as opposed to one where you grew flowers, perhaps?
Well, yeah. The only thing I would know, you'd call it a flower garden, uh-huh. And the other would be just a vegetable garden.
Yeah, I think that's the only distinction I'd make.
That's the only one that I would know of.
Well, I'd probably even call the flowers a flower bed.
Well, they generally say flower bed, yes. But sometimes, you know, you've heard of the rose gardens.
Uh-huh.
I think they have one over Tulsa. Say it's the most beautiful thing that there is.
Oh, I want to go see that.
I've never been over there, no.
I bought four rose bushes, and now I'm a rose grower, you know. But I've enjoyed my house because I've been able to do things
sure.
Like that. My trees that I just put out are dying. But
well.
Well, one of them is. One of them has never really lived. It's still struggling along. I got a Stewart pecan. I ordered the biggest one I could get. It was supposed to be 7 to 8 feet tall, and it comes up to here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a pretty tall guy. I must be 8 feet at least. But it's trying hard. Oh, let's see. If you bought a belt and someone said, say, that doesn't look like leather, that looks like paper. He'd say, no, that's not paper. That's
leather.
And you want to make a point that it's not imitation.
Genuine leather.
Huh? How did you sell sugar in your store?
We sacked it up. We got it in 100-pound sacks.
Uh-huh.
And back in those days, we sold 25 cents worth of sugar. 50 cents worth of sugar and $1 worth of sugar, see? That was the general amounts that we sold. Mm-hmm. Of course, somebody might come in, want a dime's worth or 15 mm-hmm. cents worth, well, we'd sell that. And we had a scale, of course, to weigh it up. We had a big bin that we would empty a sack of sugar in. In fact, it would hold about 3 sacks. We'd put that sugar in the sack, in the bin, and then a man, we generally put the sugar up in advance because that was a very, very good selling article, you know, because mm-hmm. putting everybody wanted sugar.
They couldn't grow it themselves.
No. So generally we would have maybe 25 cent packages or 10 or 15, 50 cent packages. And maybe $4 or $5 packages, mm-hmm. all tied up and laid back on the shelf. They come in, say, give me a quarter of the sugar, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we sold sugar then, but now, here all they know is packaged stuff.
Yeah.
I'll bet you there's not 3 in 10 people that work in the store now that could sell you a quarter of the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Know how to fix it up.
I haven't seen any place that you can buy it.
No, you can't. Everything's packaged.
It's, and you pay a nickel extra for the box.
Yeah, yes. And you take fruits. You don't find any fruits only that's packaged. Dried fruits mm-hmm. that's only that's packaged. We had all of that stuff was in the bulk, what they call the bulk in those days, you know.
Yeah, I was in Chicago at a convention. It sounds like all I do is go to conventions, but I go to about one a year and find out what's going on in my field and get myself reoriented so I'm not giving my students something that's all mine and doesn't belong to anything else in the world. But we went past some specialty stores there. One of them was a health store, and there they had dried fruit in bulk. It was very pleasant to see dates and figs and things like that. Reminded me of the stores when I was a boy.
Yes. Oh, we used to have prunes and dried peaches and dried apples and all of that, and raisins.
Do you have any special word for those dried apples? Or were they cut up in slices?
Yes, they were generally in rings.